We use a system called a MADM, mosaic analysis with double markers, which allow us to analyze the tumor formation throughout the process, especially allow us to compare cells at different stages, be it stem cells or be it the next cell types generated by stem cells. And through this study, we find out actually the stem cells itself will not transform and become cancer. Rather, the cell type derived from stem cell, which have different cell properties, will be able to transform malignant and become tumor. Therefore, in our studies, did at least two things. One is we added depth, added extension to the field understanding of cell origin. It means not just the cell mutated will become the tumor. It has a chance that cells underneath these mutated cells will become the mutant cells. Second point is now we know we should target the second type of cells rather than neural stem cells for the glioma treatment, which is very critical for the medical intervention. And broadly, the most important part about this study is we're not limited to study glioma. There are many, many cancers we have no idea and which cell types are the cell origins. And the current studies are limited by conventional methods. And right now with this system getting into the field, when people adapt this system into their studies, we should be able to identify the cell of origin in many, many other kind of cancers. Therefore, we're going to make a difference in cancer research in a very broad way.